So just some gentle movement exploration to start with, whoever would like. We'll start standing. So just, first of all, that it's very important that you are with your own body, connecting to your own body, and as if asking permission of the body before any movement. And only if the body gives permission, letting that movement come. And one of the main reasons for this exploration is just to feel in different parts of the body. If we're centered, for example, now in the heart, in the chest, physically attention in the chest. And letting the arms lift up towards the ceiling. Reaching up. And leaving the arms up, breathing out deeply. Letting the attention come into the lower belly and breathing in, reaching up again. Just playing with attention and movement and body. Exhaling, leaving the arms up. Exhaling deeply, pulling the belly in, pouring the breath out. And always it's as if maybe I make a suggestion and you stay with what you feel, right? So maybe the attention in the feet now, reaching up one more time, the last time. Feeling the feet, reaching up with the fingers. Imagining or feeling energy coming down through the fingers, through the arms. Holding the breath in for a little while, directing the energy into the spine. And releasing when you feel to release. Releasing the arms down. And then just a few times, preferably with the eyes closed if possible, really connecting again into the chest and upper back. Simply letting the arms float up with the in-breath. Stretching up if you wish. And with the exhale, the arms floating down. And with the tension in the lower back and belly, letting the arms come up with the in-breath. Letting the body stretch itself. As if the exhale moves the arms down. And the tension in the feet, the in-breath lifts the arms up. Stretches us wide open. And as if on a wave, the exhale brings the arms down. And just pausing for a few breaths. This exploration could include feeling what the inner atmosphere is like as different parts of the body move. So if we lift the arms up to the shoulder height and let the arms come open wide, and simply come back together. The in-breath can open the arms wide again, asking permission of the body each time, gently. Exhaling, the arms can close. So for example, as we do this movement one more time, does it feel like opening to receive or to give? And with the closing, what does it feel like? And as we let the arms open one last time, opening to the sides, you can notice where our attention is in the body other than the arms and hands. If we have a kind of home or anchor somewhere in the belly, feet, or chest, back. And again, just relaxing for a while. As we're standing, if it's possible for you to reach around with your fingers and actually touch the very bottom of your spine, the tailbone, so you're just literally touching the tailbone with your fingers, if possible. Not all arms can do that. And with the other hand, if you can, touch the top of the spine, if possible. Bringing energy or awareness to the bottom of the spine first. Just feeling what we're touching. Feeling also now the top of the spine. And feeling from inside that elegant curve of the spine between your two hands. And whenever you wish, letting go of the hands and continuing to feel. We could just play for a few moments with how it feels to feel the bottom of the spine more while keeping a connection to the whole spine. And how it feels now to feel more the top of the spine while staying connected to a sense of the whole, this real actual spine of ours that we have. And if you wish, while staying in touch with the spine, maybe some small movements want to happen. Shifting the weight, just opening up maybe the pelvis a little bit by slightly. If you wish, letting the body move while feeling the spine. Noticing when you feel more into the base of the spine, the bottom of the spine, what kind of movement feels like happening. And if you feel more into the top of the spine, if there's any different movement. Feeling free to play with very subtle movement also, barely visible movement, is also allowed. Could play with just simply with the feet staying in the same place, simply turning to one side, twisting around, and then the other side, if you wish. And you could feel, does this feel like turning towards, turning away? Just only turning the head. How does just a even very slight movement of the head towards one side, how does that feel? We feel the spine and the lower belly, if possible. As if the spine is a plant growing out of the lower belly. Just for a few moments, letting any movement happen as if the movement starts in the lower belly. It's very likely to feel embarrassed, but if we can anyway connect and make experiments without expectation of what may come next. And staying connected with the spine, if we can imagine, like draw an imaginary line that starts at the top of the spine and continues the line of the spine up the back of the head, across the top of the head, and down the forehead to the top of the nose. So it's as if your spine continues up over your head to the top of the nose, trying to just feel that line. And as you, just with an intention that either the intelligence of the body can move itself or life move you, feeling if there's any difference in how you feel your body or how you move your body. How you feel your body even if you don't move your body. Connecting to this midline. Give yourself a chance. Feeling the midline. What is it like just simply to move the fingers, for example? And what's the difference if we just tune into the lower belly and leave the spine or midline? Lower belly or lower back, or if you don't feel any connection there, then upper belly or chest, or just the hands or just the feet. As if joy would be moving the body, not me moving my body. As if each movement could be an offering. Without needing to be right. And whichever way you prefer, connecting to the lower belly or connecting to the spine or midline, if you can come to sitting. And if it's possible or comfortable for you, like kneeling and bending forward slowly. If it's hard for you to kneel, you can put a cushion, sit on a cushion. And once sitting, tuning in where you want to tune in, the spine or midline, the lower belly, the feet, whatever. And just simply and slowly asking permission and bending forward. and coming to relax, bent forward. If you don't feel relaxed bending forward, you could put a cushion under your head or upper body so that you can pretty much let go in that position. And maybe feeling the tailbone just coming up to sitting. Feeling the inner atmosphere, how it changes from bent forward, sitting up. And sitting in this position or a more comfortable position. Feeling into the hands or the belly and the hands. Discovering the hands as if they don't have a past. And again, if you wish, just feeling what it's like if we tune into the chest and the hands. The upper back and the hands. The lower back and the hands. The lower belly and the hands.
genitals and the hands. The feet and the hands. The spine and the hands. And the midline, this spine plus the line over the top of the head and the hands. So then we could either just be with the hands, or if there was a place in the body that you liked to be with the hands, that place and the hands. Tuning into the palm of the hands. And in any way you like, touching the palms together. And then once again, reaching up, letting the fingers stretch up. And then as you exhale, let the palms come together again. In any way, it doesn't need to be like a prayer position. And just playing with maybe breathing in and the arms stretching up, fingers stretching up. Breathing out, palms together. And if we let the arms relax down at any level, just playing with breathing in, arms, hands apart. Breathing out, palms together. Can play with different heights. As if we were just born to movement. And relaxing the hands. letting the shoulders be soft. If possible, letting go of some of our feeling of should. Letting the heart be as a soft place that a bird would like to come and make a nest, a home. Eyes resting back towards the back of the head. And if you wish, feeling again the whole spine and especially the top and bottom of the spine. Letting the eyes really relax. Letting energy pour out of the eyes without the eyes getting tense. The eyes can be closed or open for this. And then, if possible, coming to lie down on the back. Still letting the body move itself. If you wish, bending the knees up and either putting the feet on the ground or bending the knees up towards the head. And slightly moving the legs and hips to massage the lower back a little bit. Feeling into the lower belly at the same time if possible.
Having the arms slightly out to the side, as much room as you have, can help balance. And then very, very gently, maybe using your hands to help if you need to protect your back. Just letting the knees come towards one side. If possible, resting on the ground next to you. And just a few times playing with moving the arms so that we actually roll to one side. And then opening again the chest. What's the inner atmosphere? How does it change, if at all? And the next time the chest is open and the arms are wide, you could gently lift the knees up and let them fall to the other side. And playing with the arm. And then coming to a comfortable position where you like to be still. Allowing the hands to find their place. As if asking the hands where they want to rest. Where feels most restful. Feeling the expanding and contracting of the lungs. of the heart, the physical heart. Leaving room for the heart to open and close by itself. And just imagining or feeling into the rhythm of the cells. Experiencing the cells as if they're all the same. Bone cells, skin cells, blood cells. All of those living cells. If we could imagine or feel into their rhythm of closing and opening. Just leaving room for the body to open and close by itself. And leaving room for the mind, the perception, also to have its rhythm. leaving room for the mind moments to flash on and off.